Fed goes big, cuts rates by half percentage point. By John Carney on September 18, 2024. The Federal Reserve moved to cut interest rates by a half percentage point, the first reduction since the central bank cut rates to near zero when the pandemic struck in 2020, in a vote of confidence that inflation will continue to moderate in an attempt to fend off a further increase in unemployment. Recent indicators suggest that economic activity has continued to expand at a solid pace. Job gains have slowed, and the unemployment rate has moved up but remains low. Inflation has made further progress toward the committee's 2% objective but remains somewhat elevated, the Fed said in a statement. The Fed's benchmark rate will now be a range of 4.75 to 5%, where it was in April of 2023. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and other Democrat lawmakers had called on Powell to cut rates more aggressively, urging the Fed in a letter to reduce its benchmark federal funds rate by 0.75 percentage point. The decision to lower rates reflects increased confidence on the part of Fed officials that inflation is moving sustainably toward their 2% target. Fed officials have also said that they now view the risks to their mandate to maintain full employment to be greater than the risks of a resurgence of inflation. Earlier this summer, the unemployment rate tripped the SOM rule threshold by rising more than a half a percentage point above its recent low, typically a signal that the economy is already in a recession. Claudia Sohm, whose research is behind the rule, has said she does not think the economy is currently in a recession but worries that restrictive monetary policy could unnecessarily increase unemployment even more. Evidence for a weakening labor market, however, has been scarce. Hiring in June and July disappointed and revisions showed it was weaker than expected. But, at least in the government's preliminary estimate, payroll growth rebounded in August. Layoffs have been low, with jobless claims last week around where they were a year ago. Both retail spending and industrial production came in better than expected in August, according to reports released this week. The last time the Fed began cutting rates prior to the pandemic, in July 2019, the benchmark rate was a range of 2% to 2.25%. The Fed began cutting then as a preemptive strike to stave off what it feared would be a looming global slowdown and ameliorate any damage to the economy from trade tensions. The Fed also released a new set of economic projections of Fed officials. The median forecast for the Fed funds rate at the end of this year fell from 5.1% to 4.4%. Next year's projection was brought down to 3.4% from 4.1%. Officials also see an improved picture for inflation, projecting the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index to be up 2.3% for this year instead of 2.6% and 2.1% next year instead of 2.3%. On the other hand, unemployment is now seen as going higher. When the Fed last released projections in June, officials forecast a 4% rate of unemployment at year-end. The new projections have unemployment rising to 4.4%. Next year, unemployment is seen as staying at 4.4%, up from the earlier estimate of 4.2%.